night not to be missed, Art for Change, film, performance, and CKLN's second annual FunFest art auction. This licensed event is Wednesday, October 11th at the Euclid Theater, 394 Euclid Avenue, College. All proceeds go to FunFest. CKLN 88.1, listener-supported radio.
Okay. I couldn't help myself. I just had to do that.
Good one.
Well, you know, I just can't help it. I just sort of got... Don't shake it, okay, Bob?
No, don't shake it.
So, really?
I get tight.
You didn't get anything on you?
My God.
Surprise, surprise.
Good evening. What do you say? Good night?
Evening, morning, afternoon. Okay. Afternoon's really good for this.
It is too. No, you say good morning.
Good morning, Sandra.
Okay. It's good morning, Sandra. Good morning, Casey. Good morning, Sue, Bob.
And Robert.
Good morning, Robert.
It's late and the word insomnia played backwards as I'm asleep freaks me out.
There's an incredible laboratory experiment that's going to be presented here tonight on Ken's show.
As always. Every week, something new and different. It's always changing. I love it.
That's right.
Ken, what do you do every second Wednesday when Bob's not here?
I sleep.
It's a dull show. It just sends in a tape.
Yeah.
7 hours tape.
Yeah, 7 hours.
It plays the other show.
Okay, there's this tape over here, and it's just playing. It plays always.
It tapes Chris Toomey. Yeah. It's like Chris Toomey's show, for the previous Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. I just can't get into it.
It's just like you said to that woman at 6 o'clock in the morning, you got slack as you know Bob. I mean, he comes in at 6 o'clock in the morning, he says, this is after he'd heard the AIDS press conference, and he just knew he'd heard the real situation. That blew your mind, that AIDS thing, when you got home and listened to it. And you felt, man, I met somebody in this lifetime that I know I can find out everything from. That's the way you felt, right?
If you say so.
I got it on tape. He does say it better than that.
Did I call you over that?
Yeah. Remember you told me that?
Oh, I did. Like I said, I can't remember. I can barely remember yesterday.
No, you maybe walked into this place 6 o'clock more. You sat at the place and the pizza place and up all night.
Oh,
and you walked in at 6 a.m. and she says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I know Bob."
That's right. I got slack. I know Bob. Yeah. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, what time it is.
I got slack.
Morning, Sandra.
Yes, good morning. Okay, shall we proceed with the...
Laboratory results.
Yes, the laboratory results. The experiment in sound.
Yeah, this is making and matching... Okay, this is making and matching. This is you match because you hear the...
Say what it is.
Okay,
first.
Baby, what we're going to do is...
Newsway.
I had to put some of Bob's stuff in the... The sampler for our slow process of making an album.
Building the movie. Yeah.
And I played the word yes, backwards, because I have a thing in my sampler that very readily plays things backwards, and it said say. And that's where I thought, geez, I'm going to try all kinds of words, and I'm sure something great will happen out of that. And, well, I have the results of a few words.
Excellent introduction. Yeah. It's not too long, not too short. Yeah. Maintain audience attention. Now we shift into the content.
Okay, here we go.
Are you going to say the word?
Yeah.
If they don't know.
Okay, that's yes, and then backwards is say.
And one becomes no, and no backwards becomes one.
Yes.
That's the closest one almost.
Yeah.
No and one.
Yeah.
And none of them repeat each other and None. Can you do one to the other and the other to the one, becoming the same thing?
Often doesn't happen, eh? Like slack backwards is house, but house backwards is
not slack.
Slack.
Yeah, yeah, so one note. It's, yeah, it's almost like you've got hidden octaves, hidden. It's like an astrological system.
Well, IQ records a lot as a DJ, and like on the rivers of backwards is on the rivers of. And I find, like, I start standing there. I play that, you know, at weddings. And, you know, it starts, one, two, three, four. Well, I always go one, two. And when I get it, I cue back. And, I go, and it sounds like it's going three, four. You know,
right?
And it so naturally follows, yeah. Woo. There's a few other
there's
ones.
There's some hidden patterns in there.
Yes.
Okay, we explain what it is. Now, here's the first word is what it is, and then it's backwards.
Okay.
Guess, guess, say, guess.
Sorry, guess.
Say, guess.
Guess. The
guess. 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 Say, guess.
Little the evidence.
Insomniac.
Little
I
naked
love that
on it. It's, yeah, it sounds like I'm asleep almost,
doesn't
it?
No.
It's I'm asleep.
Oh, okay. It's almost as good as hoiked. You know, yeah. I love that word.
Hoiked me backwards.
Yeah. Oh, well, tune in next week.
Yeah, okay.
Insomniac. Subgenius.
Now, see, it doesn't mean anything backwards. We can't get anything, which resonates with the whole idea.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Everyone's always phoning up, well, what is the genius?
Well, play it backwards, buddy.
It doesn't mean a thing.
It's proof.
Yeah. Okay.
Subgenius. Sainishbus. Subgenius. Sainishbus.
Subgenius. Sainishbus.
Bob. 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 Bob.
Bob.
Carolyn.
That's the same. Bob's pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's the same. Mm-hmm.
Vanillary. Carolyn. Vanillary. Carolyn. Vanillary.
What is it?
Babylon. Babylon. Babylon.
Babylon. Babylon.
Babylon, and I'll go back, right?
Yep.
Babylon and all about.
See, the question is, do you make or match with this, or do neither? See, to make with it would be to say, well, if you play a word backwards, is it going to obsolete?
Is there a
tetrad? Right? The thing is, if you play a word backwards, are you going to expect to have a matching meaning with the word that originally was? Do you think this is going to give you a hidden insight about that word, or is it going to mean something new, or should you even do that? You probably shouldn't. Right? Yes, what are you doing?
Yeah. Are you he wanders away. Okay. Wait, what the hell? Is it something about this? Is like if you see something and then you see it backwards, it means tree becomes
soil.
Eat. Earth. Earth, okay?
Yeah.
But tree, the sound, does not become earth when you say
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. The visual aspect of looking at the word, how it's spelled, doesn't match with what it sounds like backwards auditorily.
Well, I find this interesting because in Finnegan's Wake, you can read it forward and backward, but you could also hear it forward and backward. And it's a totally different story if you read it backwards. Or if you tape Finnegan's Wake and then played it, tape someone talking and then play it backwards, that's part of the content. And that's
really?
What, yeah, one of the characters in Finnegan's Wake is Charlie Chaplin. And Charlie Chaplin was well known in his day from being able to talk backwards.
Mm.
So Joyce picked Charlie Chaplin as a figure in his book to be a symbol of the fact the book is like a river. If you look at a river, it's going both ways when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, you can't tell which way it's moving sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's visually and acoustically. So Finnegan's Wake includes the talking back story as well as the...
Mm.
So he said, what you see is what is not what you hear. What you see is not what you hear. So I find this stuff interesting is that it sounds different when it's another word.
Mm-hmm. Roll 'em?
Yeah, carry on.
Slack. House. Slack. House. Slack. House.
I'm sorry, I can't hear a thing that's saying.
No? Oh.
I pulled my plug.
We gotta go back.
I'm trying to close the door.
Yeah, you gotta hear slack.
Slack.
Hang on a second.
What about?
You got
okay.
Okay. I can hear now.
Okay.
Babylon. All about.
Babylon. All about.
Babylon. All about. Slack. House. Slack. House.
Now, if we do matching with that, you would say that if you own your house and have the mortgage paid off, you, I guess, would have some form of slack?
Yeah, having a house paid off today is a high degree of slack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slack. House.
But and also, see, musicians that make house music have a lot of slack, too, because you don't have to be terribly talented to do it.
Okay.
Slack music.
Yeah.
Mike. Yum. Mike. Yum.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, Mike, yum. Like, Mike's a yes man, right? So he's always going, yep.
Yep. He's a chum who says yes. Yum.
Yeah, he's not a chump. He's a
no, chump.
Chump.
He's a chump.
Well, he's sort of like your Ed McMahon, Bob.
Yeah, he's a friendly yes man. So yeah. You say
he's
Mike
like your Ed McMahon.
Yeah, so, I would never say chump.
So people used to say, or McLuhan would say, your name, what's in your name indicates what you are. Well, you play, this is what's in the word is what it is played backward. That's what it's really about.
Right. Oh, shit, we'll do Kent.
Thank you very kindly.
Yeah. But I don't have Kent, I don't have your name here this week because I thought I can phone it in.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I just thought something.
Yeah.
You know what would be a really good psychic test?
Yes.
Is ask a psychic to say, okay, what does Kent sound like when it's backwards? They psychically do that.
And if they go tank.
They'd say it's
see, tank. Phonetically, clink.
Yeah.
But you never know what's going to happen. It could be tennis racket. Yeah. You just don't know.
And so then there's a new game sponsor.
I sort of figured it might have been volleyball.
Yeah.
But Kent, this is Acoustic Charades. You could market this thing as a show where people, they pretend there is a certain answer that they pre-programmed it, and then the contestants guess what it is, and they'd play with it, and they'd actually develop their acoustic sensibility.
Yeah, but we'd have to give them a matched set of luggage or something.
Or at least some pillowcase
covers. No, give them music stuff, CDs, guitars, you know, basses. Mm-hmm. Would be good. They'd get the music industry would sponsor it.
Doubtful.
Okay.
Is there some more?
Sure.
Forward. You're a world. Forward.
Third world.
Third world.
Now we'll do third world backwards, but it isn't forward.
Okay.
Close to it, though.
McLuhan. No. McLuhan. No.
Now, I mean, no, there's a lot of making with that. You've got to hear that and make your own English word.
But the acoustic medium is an automatic making thing.
Yeah. So I would say no income.
Yeah. Or I'd say no Inuit. Noik.
Noik. McLuhan. No.
McLuhan.
New will come.
No income.
Or McLuhan. New will come. See, this is supposed to be played tonight when you had McLuhan on your show.
Yeah.
McLuhan. New will
come. It takes a lot.
Third world.
Yeah.
Floral earth. Third world. Floral earth.
Now, it's this floral earth, but you can make a little bit and say poor old earth.
Or Florida.
Florida earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Belgrade. Belglade.
Mm-hmm.
Third world.
Florida. Third world. Florida.
Radio. Hawaii.
Right here, that's the simultaneity, eh?
Yeah.
Radio. Hawaii.
Radio. Hawaii.
But see, this shows you, like, the ridiculous form of pattern recognition that we're engaging in.
No, you know what it shows you? This shows you why pre-literate people were kind of a right hemisphere of psychic, because they had no leveling form of matching communication. So everybody was really in their own space.
Yeah.
And they were all hallucinating, because when they began to talk, how did they really agree on what they'd said?
Right.
You know what I mean? From the beginning. It wasn't until you had writing that you could begin to...
So a lot of making.
Yeah, a lot of making tribal cultures or pre-literate cultures.
So everything would have meaning.
Yeah.
And every little thing would symbolize something.
And that's why they'd be hallucinating and seeing spirits everywhere and animism and things like that.
Right.
They couldn't...
matching with visual space.
Yeah, they couldn't control their eyes. They couldn't flatten it out. Their eyes were x-ray. They could see all dimensions.
Mm.
And they could hear all dimensions. And that's why they believed in reincarnation, or believed that in spirits were with them, because they weren't locked in any particular little sort of matchable container.
Yeah.
Because how can you... I don't know how they've ever agreed to what they were saying to each other.
Yeah.
Hmm. Right, kid?
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Radio. Radio.
Radio. Hawaii.
Radio. Hawaii.
And I'll go back. I've worked on it. And I'll go back. I've worked on it.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. That's the obvious one. You hear that?
Yeah.
We got our first totem.
Yeah.
We agree on that?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll work on that. We finally stopped working.
Now, I don't know why.
Because we'll work
at
it.
Why would I say it? I'll go back. I don't know what the process of...
Yeah, why'd you pick that one?
Yeah. And I'll go back. I've worked on it.
Oh.
Yet. Stain. Yet. Stain.
Yet.
You know what's funny? Is I remember when I was doing a stint here, I had this thing that eventually Chris Toomey played. It's kind of weird. And it was, one of them was, they were called an EVP. It was Electro Voice Phenomena. And different people were involved in it. And they were claiming they were picking up spirits on tape recorders, yeah. Right? Well, so I sent away for the tapes and I got them. And they had all these reverse tapes. And it ended up that it was like just like air traffic controllers. Okay, Tony, I'm coming in for a thing, right? You're like playing the stuff backwards. And like, it was incredible. The meetings they were getting, like transcribing all the stuff. And like, they would ask a question and then they'd just wait and then all of a sudden someone came in the air van. Okay, Tony, they play it backwards.
But they didn't know that. They thought they were getting spirits.
I think they knew it.
But they were pretending you were significant.
Yeah.
Phone calls from the dead.
Yeah.
22. Who is, you know it?
Who is, you know?
Yeah. 22. Who is, you know it?
Who is, you know it?
Kennedy. Hedonist.
Hedonist.
Kennedy. Hedonist.
Hedonist or
Kennedy. Hedonist. Kennedy. Hedonist.
How come no one rebels against the hedonist? Portrayal of Kennedy. That seems the most popular way. I know that my friend Charles Mellon and I, and he's like super elite. I mean, the Mellon family, and he always complains, well, geez, can't they say anything else about Kennedy besides his sexual escapades? And the guy was really intelligent.
So what is the point? You, I mean, you think that...
Well, to interpret it, yeah, that's right. They gave him that name. They knew it, the hedonist backwards, and so they could play with that and ruin him.
Right, they knew the anti-environment for his hedonist image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's his own fault and karma, too, to that aspect, but it's just that the guy has so much to offer, and it's kind of neglected that aspect. It's now, you know, it's kind of turned into a, you know, gruel, reveling over the sexual escapades, and then they're done with him.
Yep. It's sad, Dave.
Well, I guess that's also in the sorry state of visual space.
Yeah, Dave, that's sad.
Would you say that?
Yeah, I'd say that, Dave.
Say that.
Back to the drawing board.
That's what they said.
Throw me over to the sky.
There you got it, Dave.
Go to New York and
throw me over to the sky.
Back to the drawing board. Throw me over to the sky.
Throw me over to the drawing board.
Throw me over to the sky.
Technology.
Hidden ground is the one.
Is the one? Isn't it? Is nuance? Or
oh, that's good too. Is nuance hidden ground?
Technology.
He's the one.
He's the one. He's the one.
Technology. He's the one.
That's my presentation.
All right. That's,
it tells you something.
Yeah, I'm sort of speechless, you know.
Why?
No, it's good. I like to hear what Kent is. There's so many things. But as I said earlier, what do you do? Like, is this like making, matching, or a ridiculous form of pattern recognition, or is anything worthwhile?
Yeah.
No, maybe it is. You know, use anything.
I can't think when you're around.
I know. Now you can think when I'm at your house.
Yeah.
But when I come down and hang out with you when you're on the radio, I sap out, and I don't sap out. I scramble your mind.
Yeah. Well, I just dig. Well, you're interesting to listen to. So I don't want to. Like I talk to keep the thing going. And when someone else is doing the work, I don't feel I have to do the work.
That's why I don't come down here. I feel the same way. I feel I just, why should I just listen to your show? I don't really want to get involved because I'd just rather sit back and listen. In fact, I bet you a lot of listeners feel that way.
Yeah, they do it. So I have to do the work. But when you come here, I know you know the work, so you do it. And so I sort of slack off. I slack off. Mm. I let you do it.
You slack off a whole lot, Bob.
Yeah, when he's around.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel that he's carrying the load a bit. He can do it. Like with you, Kent, you know, I got to work all the time with you because you're kind of detached. No, I don't know. You're kind of
I'm semi-detached.
Yeah, you're not totally detached.
I'm semi-detached. I'm like a moderately priced house.
Yeah, you're just you're kind of in the middle.
You know, I'm sort of a bungalow, Bob.
Yeah, you're kind of bland. You're kind of Oshawa kind of
person.
Yeah, you know? Ah, shucks. But the But you know, with Dave, he can carry the ball. I mean, he's working at the same rate. He's trying to figure out what the laboratory is about. You know,
mm-hmm.
What's the laboratory trying to figure out? Like, I can stop talking right now,
and we'll have dead silence
because we've explained it too much.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but that's the point. Is that Dave is.
You know, it's a funny thing. When I used to do this, be on radio a lot, I always had something to say when I was on the radio. And I find now that I'm off the radio, I don't need to talk a lot either. And that a lot of my time is just left thinking. It's not verbalizing everything and articulating it into into a presentation to communicate.
Yeah, you don't have to tell anybody.
An audience that I don't even visualize.
So that's you were just.
I feel not uncomfortable, but it's a different feeling. You know, it's a totally different mode to be in. It's hard to then swing back into the other mode where you can talk it up.
Yeah, well, you're when you had to be on the air, you were doing what I feel I say I have to do is you have to work. You have to create something. You're thinking and translating in your mind to say it on the air. You don't want to do. You don't need to do that now.
Yeah.
And actually, you can think a lot more thoughts if you don't have to focus it.
Yeah.
And don't you think thinking. If it's flowing free, is a very entertaining activity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Just listening to your own inner voice and all the many things it can think is that's slack.
Yeah.
If you're listening. If you can't listen, you're really pinked out.
Well, that's weird. Oh, yeah. But that's weird, too, is that's when you think you must have a spirit when you talk to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two identities or something. No, it's not two identities.
Yeah, that's what's neat. Is it one or two that is talking?
Yeah.
You can't...
Are you simultaneously listening to yourself?
Yeah.
Is yourself listening to yourself?
Is it talking to nobody? It gives you a feeling that it's talking to itself. Now, that is a... You know, just like you can't touch the thing that does the touching. You can't see your organ that does the seeing inside. That's what your inner voice is. You can't hear the thing that's doing the talking to itself.
It visually speaking, it would seem separate then, eh? To have one thing listening and one thing talking.
No, you could visualize it, but in your experience of hearing yourself, you feel there's two people talking.
Not two people.
You feel there's something. That's what the resonant interval is. That is what the resonant interval is. Is it's this thing that gives a sensation of being two things and one thing at the same time.
Ooh,
The technical word was hendiadys, accomplishing one thing with two, by a two, one by means of two. That's really you've just brought out a real crystallization of the brain form or the inner voice form of the interval is that it resonates between one person talking to itself of itself without any else another self there and at the same time there's two selves.
Yeah.
So that's incredible. There it is. That's the nub of the interval right there. In internal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, doesn't it? Hey, now who the hell am I talking to? everybody's right. The guys who say we're all one are right, and the guys who say we're not all one, we're separate and isolated. Blessed separateness are right, too, because both things are right. The devil, and if you want to put it in Gnostic terms, the devil and the God of light are both separate and the same thing.
Mm.
You know, because they're talking to each other. God's talking to the devil. At the same time, there is no devil for God to talk to.
The Butthole Surfers, Tuesday, October 17th at RPM, 132 Queens Quay E, at the foot of Jarvis. A presentation of the Garys and 88.1 CKLN.
Sex is not a deal here.
Yes, just remember that sex is not a deal. Sex is for free.
What is
it?
I didn't
hear
that.
Sex. It's for
it is.
Sex is not a deal.
Sex
is not
promo?
A deal. You do not get it. It is not free. There's no deal here. Just remember, sex is not a deal. There's no deals in sex.
And there's no freedom in it?
No, there is no freedom in sex.
Sex is another interval activity. It's many people think tactility refers to sex, but it's not. It's not the pressure of. It's not proprioceptive or kinesthetic. It's the rebounding in sex, right?
Yes.
That's the interval. So what is it? So why did you say that? Was there a promo?
Yeah, the promo ended with sex is not a deal here. I think that's what it said. Oops, wrong one. Butthole Surfers, sex is not a deal here. I agree with it. Sex is not a deal. You don't get any deals.
Well, you couldn't say what sex is.
Yeah,
you could use any word in the book. It wouldn't make it a conclusion.
No. It's different. It's different for each individual.
Are you sure?
We're going to philosophize about this.
Well,
now.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah. Why would assume it's different? Because there's some parts of
it.
I bet your touch feels to me like it does to you.
For visual, man, for instance, would be.
No, forget that. Okay. Let's just stick to the. We're the first people in reality, right? And we just had some sex, and then we're trying to figure out what we had.
Yeah.
Okay? So, what, you know, we're trying to define it. We even got words. I don't know where they came from.
Well, that would have been a threesome.
Right?
Yeah. That would be.
Well, I would say, for me, for women, the first thing I would say is.
You just had sex. Now, how would you describe it?
I would say that's fun.
That calls for a cigarette.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Can we do it again? No,
I'm a little tired right now. And,
okay, well, then we'll do it. Then you'll feel a lot of it. Well, you guys can do it. Why can't I do it, too? You guys have two now. One. You know, has that become a problem? Maybe not. If you're so tired, you don't care. Am I getting too personal, too accurate?
No.
Okay, so we don't know. Yeah, when you say that's fun, what have you said? You kind of looked at someone and had a light in your eye and felt good? Body chemistry exchange,
and the whole idea is, did you enjoy yourself? Because if you didn't, then I don't feel good.
Well, the thing is, if you start caressing somebody and then they don't want to be caressed at that point, then they walk away or move away, and then that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they do it again, and they keep walking away when you caress them, and then you might say, you wouldn't have many words to say it, but you'd say, "What are you doing?" Right.
What's wrong?
Yeah. What's wrong? And they say, "I'm not you. I don't want to do it now." Right.
And you don't take rejection well.
So then you wait until they want to.
That's right. But you're the more flexible person then.
But then again, they may not want to.
Yeah, they never will.
Yeah.
And then you start bugging
them.
Okay. You start bugging them, and then what?
Well, that's not me.
See, when a person gets, if they're individual, they get certain needs or they want something.
Yeah.
And then they interfere with other people.
Yeah.
And how much do you put up with it? You can just see that if there was a beginning, within a couple of days, there probably were some bad feelings about, hey, I don't want to eat this another one, you know? Yeah. I had four. I don't want any more. I'm not going to pick any more. You know, I'm going over here.
Yeah.
You know, like the initial.
Do hope we're talking about apples.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so is that what we're still doing? Is everybody still arguing about what they want to do?
Of course.
Yeah.
Isn't that what makes the world go round? World conflict is people arguing about what they want to do, and other people are arguing back and saying, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the world go around, world conflict.
Yeah, you couldn't stop that. You couldn't stop that. So if you stand back...
But it doesn't make the world go around in the sense that...
It doesn't?
No, conflict doesn't.
Not conflict. It's just people doing, interacting and interfering at the same... Interacting positively in the sense that they don't bother each other, and then other things do bother.
Yeah, that's almost like a yin-yang sort of thing. You have to, you know...
Let's not use concepts. Let's just talk about your raw emotion. I'm just saying, talk about it as if it's... you don't really have any ideas or concepts. You're just saying... You're just looking at that raw process, and you only have a few words to say it.
I was just thinking...
Well, maybe yin-yang is a word without a meaning.
I just thought that the Earth goes around the sun because it just works out really well, and no one argues.
Yeah, but for us... In the content of the Earth, we get cold, we get hot.
Yeah.
You know, the Earth can have a great time going around the sun, but we're getting the effects of it in temperature.
Mm-hmm. So how does that relate to sex? Originally what you're saying is when you wanted to have sex and the other person doesn't, so you have to wait for the other person to want to do it. So, you know, is it a great interference and how, you know what I mean?
Some people could maybe put up with the interference, you know, they like the interference.
But we don't know what people want.
Yeah, we don't know what the first emotion was.
Hmm. I got a question here in regards to back to our words, the word experiment. Sex backwards, could that possibly be yes? If you think
no.
about that. No?
Well, maybe. Yeah, because say backwards is... Yeah, very good point. I think you might be right, Ken.
Yeah, that's
very good. Possible.
Okay, so that's... Okay, but that's an interesting side. Like,
well, it's
let's
a,
go
it's,
back.
It's a, di- it's a diversion.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's okay.
Yeah,
he just diverted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So should we go back? Do I want to go back to what we were talking about? Should I bother? Can you... if I want to keep talking, then I hope you can say something that's interesting.
Well, I hardly ever say anything that's interesting.
Why not?
Keep it to yourself?
Yeah, I just keep things to myself. I'm this I'm a closet intellectual.
Right. Well, what's that got to do with other people?
Nothing. I don't get along well with other people, generally.
Oh, is that right? Because you keep things to yourself?
I'm basically a loner. I don't...
But that doesn't bother you?
No, I enjoy it.
I would say, just from my brief encounter with you, Ken, I would say that you want to be nice to people, so it takes away your slack, because sometimes you don't necessarily feel like being nice, but you are a nice person, so you want to be nice to people, and so it's easier just to be alone, where you don't always have to express it and make the effort.
That's probably true. That's what I meant when I said, I don't really believe anything you say, Kent, to me. You're not fully into what you're saying to me. That's probably what I'm picking up. You're compromising. You're compromising just by speaking.
Yeah, I feel it's a compromise just by speaking.
In other words, you don't put too much stock in what you're saying, so you'll say what you think the other person can enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I'll put in what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is obviously from our comments or our discussion earlier about the show of just 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's like I say, I put in what people want to hear. I'm not going to I'm not going to force my opinion down another person's throat unless they wish to hear it.
Did you used to be like that? Did you used to like be opinionated and vocal about your opinions to people?
I did until I got arrested a number of times.
Really?
Well, so I've
so you've had a bit of an unpleasant associative action with that.
Yes. Mm.
With expressing your feelings.
Yeah.
So now you figure it's more sensible just to keep stuff to yourself in the end.
I write it out. I take that out in my written form.
Right. But But you like listening to other people talk.
Oh, yes. That's how I form my opinions on it, and that's how I do my writing.
Yeah, you listen to other people.
You don't want to express yourself on, like, social theater as much as... See, writing is so important. It's amazing the people that are good writers. They can be socially so awkward and seem like loners, and yet they have so much to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, you caught me in, like, mid-gulp.
Yeah.
And drinking some evil coffee.
Well, what am I trying to do when I say I'm trying to feel the first emotion or feel what was the original? Where did it look at the origins of conflict or of pleasure? Right. What am I trying to talk about? Does that make sense?
Well, you're probably looking at coevolutionary quarterly.
Yeah. Do they do that?
It's great that the different levels of mankind, you know, the different technologies that bring about the different social relations. How the calendar, for instance, is based on.
William Aaron Thompson. Yes. That's the article I gave you. Did you just read that?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that was from Winter 78
issue.
Yeah, 5-minute history of the world he was asking. Yeah. But like, so this right now, this show, there's been a lot of talk on Ken's show, is for
is
people
surprising.
Who enjoy listening to people talk.
Yeah.
And there is people, I suppose, out
I
there
hope.
Who do enjoy listening to people talk, this kind of talk. Let's hope they're listening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
It would be nice, yeah, if there's somebody out there listening.
Yeah, well, that's part of the loss of slack, I think, at the end, is when you feel that you have to have...
Step 3, one of the deciding international powers will then announce triumphantly that it has found a way to manufacture the AIDS virus. And they will say, if they can do it, then maybe it was done before. Step 4, this deciding international power will say, of course, it did not do it earlier, did not manufacture the AIDS virus earlier, neither did the other deciding international power. But the first deciding international power will lead the attack in pointing the finger at China because of the use of chemical biological weapons in Tibet. Step 5, much information will then be brought out from cabinets and be presented in the media, especially increasing articles on AIDS. And there will even be articles in the press about the use of mustard gas during World War I. Step 6, the deciding international power will lead in obfuscating the whole issue of chemical weapons manufacture, and the issues raised in the interview I have just played will become an international secret because nobody will seriously investigate it, because nobody will know who manufactured the AIDS virus first. The deciding international power will even acknowledge some of the charges made at the upcoming conference in Philadelphia in November, but will say that these people at the conference did not know the whole story. For information on that conference, sponsored by Samuel Evans, Chairman of the National Council of Public Auditors, phone 215-854-1470. It has been given official endorsement by the Organization of African Unity. And for information on Michael Myers' book, Was Jonestown a CIA Medical Experiment? Phone 716-754-8566. If you appreciated this interview today, we'll be repeating it next week, and I urge you to tape it and pass it around to friends. If you have any questions for me personally, call 595-1478 or 595-1479. That's the International Connection for today. We'll be back next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
88.1 CKLN.